On November 29th, in 1946, a young fellow by the name of Don Hall opened the doors of a drive-in restaurant out on the Bluffton Road here in Fort Wayne. He sold hamburgers for 20 cents, French fries for 15, ice-cold Coca-Cola for a dime, and the coffee was a nickel a cup. Not many people remember that brisk November day 30 years ago, but they've never forgotten the name Don Hall when it comes to eating out in Fort Wayne. So for one day, this Monday, November 29th, Falls Restaurants would like to say thanks. Thanks by rolling back their prices to 1946 and selling hamburgers for 20 cents, French fries for 15, Cokes for a dime, and coffee for a nickel. That's this Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. at all Fort Wayne Hall's restaurants, with the exception of the Gas House and the Factory, who will celebrate instead with complimentary champagne on Monday evening. And from 3 to 7 Monday afternoon, WoWo's Bob Sievers will be broadcasting live from the original Bluffton Road Drive-In to help with the festivities.
Guess who else is along with us today? Boy, it's good to have Bob Sievers back from vacation, and not only back from vacation on his own morning show, but here in the afternoon as well. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Chris. Man, what a day, what a day, Chris. We're here helping to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Don Hall's. Now, in a little while, about an hour from now, Dorothy Hall, Don's daughter, or Don's wife, and will join me, and will be cutting a 250-pound birthday cake. That will take place about 4:30, and from then on, we'll have free cake for everybody as long as it lasts. And we're out here at Hall's on the Bluffton Road, the old original location where I feel at home. You'll see pictures of Hall's original drive-in right by the cake. Don Hall's pictures on the wall. We want to call it to your attention, to those of you coming to the restaurant. How does this sound? 20-cent hamburgers, 15-cent French fries, 10-cent Coca-Cola, and 5 cents coffee. And I talked to Jim Myers a little while ago. They're actually losing money on every cup of coffee, even if you drink it black. But the deal is, we're all in the anniversary mood. So friends, come on out to all of Hall's locations, except the Gas House and Factory. Now, they will be celebrating instead with complimentary champagne this evening. From Hall's on the Bluffton Road, Bob Sievers returning you to Chris Robert.
Thank you, Bob. That sounds good. Friends, you know there's one type of business that is
selling hamburgers, French fries, Cokes, and coffee at their original prices, opening day prices 30 years ago. You know, since Hall's has grown with the Fort Wayne community, the prices are good at all Fort Wayne Hall's restaurants, with the exception of the Gas House and the Factory, who will be celebrating instead with complimentary champagne this evening. In fact, Lester Price, who is now manager of Lester's Party Room, was here the opening day back in 1946, and he remembers it this way. He says, we were busy. I think we took in $232 that day. And when it was all over, we said to ourselves, that's it. There's no way we can do any more business. But Don Hall thought otherwise, and you know the story. More on the story and history of Hall's, but right now, Chris Roberts, back to you.
20 minutes now before 4 o'clock, and once again, Mr. WoWo, Bob Sievers, with us all day long today. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Chris, from Hall's Drive-In right here on the Bluffton Road. I have Sherry Chapin, who is Sherry Hall, Don Hall's daughter. Sherry, what about the day you were born?
Well, Mr. Sievers, I tell you, you're making me give away my age a little bit here, but the day I was born, my dad dug the hole for the beginning of the first Hall's restaurant. Now we're here today, 30 years later, celebrating.
Sherry, that's wonderful. I didn't really want you to admit your age, but in this case, you have to. Mrs. Hall, come here. Tell me, what's this about the walking of the plank?
Well, in those days, you stayed in the hospital 10 days to have your baby. And when you came home, you were pretty shaky and weak. So I get home and then get all the children in bed at night. It's like 9:30. Don says, you've got to come out and see the foundation. We've dug the foundation. Here I go. Sure, we'll go out. It's pitch black. He gets the car parked just where the headlights will hit right, you know. Walks me across the plank between two holes to see that hole way over there, you know. Isn't that beautiful, he said? Isn't that beautiful?
Well, he had a vision, didn't he?
He did. He had a dream, and it really turned out great.
Mrs. Hall, thank you. Our time is up. We'll tell you the whole story. Chris Roberts right now. Back to you.
Okay, Bob. Thanks very much. 19 before 4 o'clock. Art Salzberg will be here in just a few minutes for the sports. Coming up on 6 before 4 o'clock, and now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, here's Mr. WoWo, Bob.
Thanks, Chris. Friends, we're out helping to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Hall's. I'm here on the Bluffton Road. With me is Bill Furman from Indian Village nearby. Bill, how do you remember the opening of Hall's?
Well, I used to deliver meat here in 1946 and 47 for the old Klinger Trucking Company. It's been quite a long time ago, and it's much smaller, and, well, it's just good to remember back.
It is, sure. And you knew probably Don Hall personally then, didn't you?
I knew Don real well.
He was a wonderful gentleman, wasn't he?
Sure, he sure was. Everybody's friend.
That's right. That describes it. Thanks a lot, Bill Furman. Friends, listen to this. 20-cent hamburgers, 15-cent french fries, 10-cent Cokes, and 5-cent coffee, and it's all part of the 30th anniversary celebration at Hall's. Price is good at all Hall's drive-in restaurants, except the gas house and factory, who will celebrate instead with complimentary champagne this evening. Why don't you come out and help us celebrate? I've got more reminiscing to do. But now, from Hall's on the Bluffton Road, Chris Roberts, back to you.
You take care of what you do.
O'clock is happy go home time from your radio station. Monday afternoon broadcast on the 29th of November, 1976. An excitement all over town today. Here's Bob Severs to tell you all about it, Bob.
All right, Chris, I have Dave Beers with me, the mayor's administrative assistant, to read a proclamation. Dave, take over.
Thank you. Whereas Don Hall opened his first restaurant in Fort Wayne on November 29th, 1946, and whereas this is the 30th anniversary of Hall's Bluffton Road Drive-In, and whereas this first restaurant blossomed into one of Fort Wayne's major restaurant and food service businesses, and whereas this community is grateful for the many contributions which Hall's restaurants have made to the social and economic life of our community, now there I, Robert E. Armstrong, mayor of the city of Fort Wayne, do hereby extend this certificate of appreciation to Hall's restaurants with the best wishes of this community for many more years of success.
And Dave, you're presenting that to Jim Myers. Go right ahead and make the presentation. Jim, how do you feel about that?
Well, geez, I'm really honored. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. We're going to get back to you later and talk to Jim Myers, who is here with us at Hall's on the Bluffton Road. The prices are in effect, but I'm out of time. We're going to cut the birthday cake in about 10 minutes. Everybody gets a free piece. Chris, from Hall's on the Bluffton Road, back to you.
Okay, Bob. That watch can sneak up on you. It will let you tell them all about it in just a few minutes from right now. 18 after 4.
All right. Dorothy, now we don't need two knives because you're going to be the honor. You're going to do the cutting. I'll hold your hand. By the way, folks, I might tell you now we're going to cut. This is Mrs. Don Hall, and Dorothy is going to cut the cake, and then everybody will get a piece as long as it lasts, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Hall's that opened right here. So, Dorothy, now Woody's going to get you. We'll get right here in the middle of this nice big one. And Woody, look at Woody now on the camera before we cut. All right. And we'll make another wedge here.
We should sing happy birthday.
Well, I don't know. I think this is with a rosebud. All right. Who would like to get, let's see. Here it is, right here. Is Les here? Where is Lester? Oh, Les, it's good to see you. Lester opened with Don Hall 30 years ago. Let's give him a big hand, and he gets the first piece. Les, congratulations. And if you want him from the broadcast now, you come around. Now, from here on out, we'll cut it or have somebody else cut it so Miss Hall doesn't have to do all the cutting, and you'll all get a piece. Thanks, Dorothy.
You're very welcome.
It's 27 after 4 o'clock, the Electric Light Orchestra. Chris is here on the Monday afternoon show, and proud and happy to have Mr. Wowell, Bob Severs, with us all day long today. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Chris. Dorothy Hall and I, Mrs. Don Hall, she has just cut the big 30th anniversary Hall's birthday cake, and from here on out, everybody who comes to Hall's on the Bluffton Road gets a free piece of that 250-pound cake as long as it lasts. We want you to see the pictures of Hall's original drive-in here. Don Hall's picture is right behind me. 20-cent hamburgers, 15-cent french fries, 10-cent Coke, and 5-cent coffee. And friends, all of these prices are good at all of Hall's drive-in restaurants, except the gas house and the factory, who will celebrate instead with complimentary champagne this evening. Now, you know, halls have grown with the teenagers who used to buzz halls. Remember that expression? Bring your girlfriend, fellas, or wife, and relive those memories of yesterday. Remember, it might be wise now to avoid a wait on the Bluffton Road traffic, to leave halls from the rear and exit on Brooklyn Avenue, where there's a stoplight. From halls on the Bluffton Road, Bob Sievers returning you to Chris Roberts.
Thank you, Bob. Boy, you must be busy out there. Somebody just picked up the line. We're going to take an order on our broadcast line.
Ringing all the time.
Okay, Bob. 28 minutes after 4 now.
George, the feed pump.
You're crowded here. How you doing, Doris?
Just fine.
What'd you tell me? You listen every morning?
Every morning.
Doris, we're certainly meeting under crowded conditions, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, I hope your order comes through.
I did, too.
Doris Hefner. Fine. Friends, we're here celebrating Hall's 30th anniversary with these special prices. 20-cent hamburgers, 15-cent french fries, 10-cent Coke, 5-cent coffee. And remember, these prices good at all Hall's drive-in restaurants, except the gas house and the factory, who will celebrate in said with complimentary champagne this evening. The phone is ringing off the wall. People are standing around getting their free birthday cake. I've got frosting in my throat, Chris, and, well, anyway, more. We're just having a wonderful time celebrating with Halls. Chris Roberts, back to you.
Wow, that sounds exciting. It really does, Bob. I can't wait to hear the next reports. Careful on those calories now, huh?
Righto.
Okay. 19 before 5, your radio station. I think we caught Bob, but we were eavesdropping in there is what we were doing. He responded. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Chris.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, boy, it's so noisy I can't hear myself think. Friends, we're here at Hall's celebrating their 30th anniversary. I was just thinking, halls have grown with the teenagers who used to buzz halls. Remember when that was the thing to do? Well, it still is the thing to bring your girlfriend or wife and relive those memories of yesterday. They've turned back the years, 30 years, the pages of time, to prices like they were 30 years ago. I might mention it might be wise to avoid a wait on the Bluffton Road traffic, to leave halls from the rear today and exit on Brooklyn Avenue where there's a stoplight. Remember the other halls' locations, the same prices in effect, except at the factory and the gas house where they'll serve champagne tonight. Hall's here, the original location, 1502 Bluffton Road, Stockyard Cafe on Maumee, Prime Ridge, 2005 East 8, the Hollywood Drive-In on the Coliseum Boulevard by the Roller Dome, and of course the old gas house and the factory and Hall's South Anthony at the Paulding Road, the deli here also on the Bluffton Road, and a new one coming soon at Georgetown. But right now, from Hall's on the Bluffton Road, Chris, back to you.
Thank you, Bob. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you shortly again. Three to go before 5 o'clock for your radio station. Burke Cummings. Most animal lovers. Here's Mr. Wobo, Bob Sievers.
Chris, oh, wow. You know, at times like this, Chris, I wish I had a figure like Chris Roberts. I was down in the basement having a cup of coffee and came up for the broadcast, and I could hardly worm my way through the crowd. Friends, the crowd here is at Hall's on the Bluffton Road and all over Fort Wayne because they're rolling back time to 30 years ago. 20-cent hamburgers, 15-cent french fries, 10-cent Cokes, and 5-cent coffee. Now, these prices are good at all Hall's drive-in restaurants all over Fort Wayne, except the gas house and the factory, who will be celebrating instead tonight with complimentary champagne for your dining pleasure. By the way, here at Hall's on the Bluffton Road, where I'm broadcasting, it might be wise to avoid a wait for the Bluffton Road traffic, to leave by the rear of Hall's from the rear and exit on Brooklyn Avenue. Now, right here at the counter, we have a number of takeout orders, but I'm sure some of you people are waiting out there to get in, so just be patient. And what a birthday celebration. We've still got cake to give away. And from Hall's on the Bluffton Road, back to Chris Roberts.
Cash in on great savings now during Ammon Floor's big... Right now, here's Mr. Wobo, Bob Sievers again. Bob?
All right, Chris. We're not going to do a commercial. We're going to sing. I have Diana Reber. Diana, come on over. Where are you from right now? Come on over and give me your name. I mean, where are you from?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right. You want to hit the key now? We're going to sing Happy Anniversary to Halls on Wobo. Here we go.
Happy anniversary to Hall's.
Happy anniversary to Hall's. Happy anniversary, dear Hall's. Happy anniversary to you. Let's everybody give a great big hand and clap. Everybody out there. Everybody, it's Danny Rubber having a good time, Chris. 20 cent hamburgers, 15 cent french fries, 10 cent Coke, 5 cents coffee at all of the halls all over Fort Wayne. But remember, at the gas house and at the factory, they're going to be serving champagne tonight. That's their special. We're having a good time. This is Bob Sievers at Halls on the Bluffton Road. Chris Roberts, back to you.
Thank you, Bob. Good time. Seems like the understatement of the year. 20 minutes before 6 o'clock from your radio station. Boy, what a celebration. Bob will be out there until about 7 o'clock tonight anyway. Checking in with Ron Gregory a couple of times here. 12 degrees, partly cloudy in the city. Engelbert Humperdinck. 8 before 6 o'clock, of course, Doug Fisher's special report on Medicare and Medicaid is coming up right after Bob Sievers. Hello, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Well, friends, here we are broadcasting at Halls on the Bluffton Road. I have Jim Myers, the manager at Halls Bluffton Road Drive-In. Jim, I think it's gratifying to see the way Fort Wayne has turned out to all of the Halls restaurants today. Are you happy?
Oh, I'm really pleased. We really didn't figure that we'd have this good of a turnout. I think everyone in Fort Wayne has been out here at the Bluffton Road. And
but yet, you know, Jim, we know that's not true. We've called the other Halls restaurants, and they're crowded too, aren't they?
That's right. We're serving a lot of hamburgers today.
One young man asked me, how can you do this? Certainly, you're not making money today, but I think there's a reason behind it, isn't there?
Well, this is our Thanksgiving to Fort Wayne for 30 years in business here, because we couldn't do it without Fort Wayne. And it's sentimental. We appreciate it, and we want to give something back.
Thank you very much, Jim Myers. Friends from Halls Bluffton Road, this is Bob Sievers. And by the way, those of you here, it might be easier if you left by the rear of Halls out on Brooklyn Avenue. We don't want any traffic jams or things like that. Chris, back to you.
Okay, Bob. Stay right there. Ron Gregory will be talking with you after 6:15.
Righto.
7 now, before 6 o'clock.
Now, a WoWo special.
Daddy's theme from The Young and the Restless. The Young and the Restless, the story of Jay Gould and Bob Sievers. And you'll find out what I mean by tuning them in bright and early tomorrow morning. Well, at 6:27, I tell you what, that, without any further ado, which most of my bills are right now, further ado, why don't we turn it over to Mr. WoWo, Bob Sievers. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ron. Ron, we've been having a ball all afternoon here with Chris Roberts and meeting all of the people out here at Halls. We're helping to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Halls Drive-In here on the Bluffton Road. Of course, you know, through the years, Halls has grown and grown and grown to the many locations all over Fort Wayne. The original one here, the Stockyards Cafe, the Prime Ribs on East State, the Hollywood Drive-In Coliseum Boulevard by the Roller Dome, the old gas house, the factory halls on South Anthony, also the delicatessen here, and a new one coming soon at Georgetown. It's opening soon after the first of the year. Earlier today, Mrs. Don Hall, or Dorothy, was here to cut the cake, and we had a wonderful time. We still have a little of it left. Now, we'll be broadcasting right up till 7 o'clock tonight. Remember, all of these prices are good at all the halls in Fort Wayne, except the factory and the gas house, till 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Ron Gregory, back to you.
Great, Bob. We'll call you back in 7 minutes or so and get another report from you.
Very fine.
Bye-bye. So I'll tell you why it's a great place to be, because we have people that are dedicated public servants and performers, like the man I'm about to introduce to you, Mr. Bob Sievers, who is out and about the town tonight. And I take it you're probably a lot warmer than I am, Bob. I just got here a little while ago.
Well, I tell you, Ron, we're here at the entrance to Hall's Drive-In on the Bluffton Road, but with the door opening and closing, it's quite cool inside, but it does feel nice and warm.
Yeah.
And friends, we've been here since 3 this afternoon, helping to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Hall's Drive-Ins in Fort Wayne. This was the original location right here by the Quimby Village or the Bluffton Bridge. By the way, we do want to ask you, please do not call in for carryouts now. There's so much confusion here, you may have to wait. You may not be able to drive right in to get them. But you may place your carry-out order right here at the desk. There is, however, I think I should be fair in telling you, about a 20-minute wait. But thanks to all of you who have been so patient, and that goes for you people who are here with me in person at Halls today. You've been wonderful. There's a little cake left, I believe. Ron from Halls on the Bluffton Road, back to you.
Okay, Bob, see you in a few minutes.
Righto.
Notice something. When I do those call-in things from various merchants here in the air, I always do like ski places or motorcycle places. Sievers always gets the restaurants and the delicatessens and all of that stuff. At WoWo Radio, a guy that I hardly ever get to have on my program, but when I do, we always have a good time, Mr. Bob Severs. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ron. I wish you were here with me at Halls on the Bluffton Road tonight, but the same fabulous anniversary bargains are going on all of the Halls drive-ins around here, and I have Jim Myers, the manager. Hi, Mary. I wonder who is hugging me here. Jim, do you have any figures at all so far as to what you sold?
Well, it looks like we sold over 50,000 hamburgers and looks like about 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of French fries.
Is that right?
We don't know how many hundreds of gallons of Coca-Cola has gone out.
Jim, real quickly now, the factory at Hall's Gas House for dinner tonight, their special celebration is free champagne with dinner. Is that right?
Wow, that's right. That's a good deal for everybody, and this is going to go on until 1 o'clock at the gas house in the factory.
Fine. And also, 1 o'clock at all Hall's restaurants, the prices here that we've been talking about. So, friends, eat up tonight, but remember, when you dine at the factory in the gas house, free champagne. From Hall's on the Bluffton Road, this is Bob Severs returning you to Ron Gregory.
Okay, Bob. The closest one to me right here in the studios will be the gas house, so I guess I'll have to settle for the champagne. All right, see you in just a few minutes, Bob.
Right on.
Okay, 650 at WoWo Radio. Pokagon State Park's Toboggan Slide. CQ, hello, Bob Severs, come in, please.
Hi, Ron. Well, friends, this is our final broadcast. First of all, I want to say thanks to you, each and every one, Mr. and Mrs. Fort Wayne, for helping to celebrate today. I want to stress these fabulous prices will go on at Hall's until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Of course, the factory and the gas house serving champagne. A final word from Jim Myers, the manager here at Hall's on the Bluffton Road. Jim, Don Hall was a wonderful man. I knew him personally, and I believe you did too, didn't you?
Yeah, I started about 20 years ago.
He was really a man who had a vision of all of these restaurants, I think, don't you?
Now, this man went out where there was nothing and put a restaurant where there was nobody, and now we've got everybody. And he did this all over town, I think, to his credit.
And we remember when Quimby Village was a big swamp here and where they burned Christmas trees at Christmas time.
I don't remember that, Bob. I know you do, but...
Hi, Jim, it's been a pleasure meeting you and your staff here.
Thank you.
Now, remember again, friends, thanks to you each and everyone from all of Hall's. Thanks for being patient. We hope you'll think of Hall's restaurants all over Fort Wayne in the future. For Hall's, this is Bob Severs on the Bluffton Road, returning you to Ron Gregory.